We present My Music. A new musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the two teams is your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of My Music, in which the team's knowledge of music of all kinds will be tested in a series of questions, and we hope you at home will try to answer them too. Our two teams here consist of, as usual, David Franklin and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we start with round one. Well-known orchestral masterpieces. One mark for the composer, another mark for the title. Two marks in all. David Franklin, here's yours. One mark for the title, the other for the composer.
You said well-known orchestral piece. To whom?
This wasn't written in your stars, this one, was it?
No.
Well, I said written in your stars. It is from The Planets, suite by Gustav Holst, the movement Uranus. No marks, I'm afraid, out of two. And Dennis Norton, here's your bit of tape. We do sometimes make them a little easier for Dennis, I must say. Dennis, whose wedding was that?
Whose
wedding is that?
Little-known piece, which only the really informed music lovers know. It's the Flight of the Bumblebee by that well-known team, Fred Rimsky and George Korsakoff.
I'm bound to give you 2 marks. I tried to put you off by asking whose wedding it was. I thought you were going to say the Bee's wedding. Yeah. You're quite right. And we move on to Ian Wallace and some music for you, Ian.
I would say that was... incidentally, before I tell you, despite what you said about Dennis, you make them easy, he knew that was the Planet Suite. I just want to defend my partner.
Yes, I think that's absolutely marvellous.
And I will now proceed to answer my question, which yes. I take it to be the Sorcerer's Apprentice, Duca.
Very good. Unfortunately, incorrect. Yes. You're quite right. The Sorcerer's Apprentice was by Duca, but this was Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov. I'm sorry.
Can I leap into the ring and announce to a breathless world that my partner, Frank Muir, Esquire, knew what that was?
Yes. The difference being that he couldn't spell his one. Well, I could.
Let's now have the piece of music that everybody but Frank Muir knows.
We think it's Rossini.
You're right.
Well, fine.
And who's it by?
Rossini. We think it's The Barber of Seville.
Only a snip, of course, from it. Yes, The Barber of Seville, the overture of The Barber of Seville by Rossini. 2 marks for that, and we move on. In the next round, for 2 marks, some general questions, all concerned, of course, with music or musical terms. David, we're back with you again. In which work, by which composer, would you find the character Senta? S-E-N-T-A.
Senta. In Der Fliegende Holländer by Dick Wagner.
Yes.
She's the heroine. She falls for the Flying Dutchman.
Yes.
And at the end of the opera, she joins him because he's going to be saved. Do you want all this? He's going to be saved from eternal damnation by the love of a good woman. And they disappear beneath the waves, never to be seen again. The end.
Two marks for that. Dennis Norden, what is a nonette?
Nonette sounds like what we used to call in the service is the unexpired portion of your day's ration. But I would say, etymologically, it sounds like a nine-sided orchestra. Huh. Or an orchestra with, either an orchestra with nine players in, or one musician who looks rather nine-sided.
I don't think it's anything to do with hey, nonet, no.
No, no.
No, you're quite right. It's two string quartets and their manager. Ian Wallace, a very difficult one for you, I think. What is the meaning of svelto? I'll spell it if you like. Svelto.
Svelto.
S-V-E-L-T-O.
Quickly.
Yes, I have to take that. Yes, you're right. Two marks. It means, according to my information here, smart, quick, light, nimble. It is Italian for smart, quick, light, nimble. Two marks. Frank, what musically were marrow bones and cleavers?
Well, medieval group.
Yes. Yes, actually.
A cleaver is a sort of narrow axe used only by butchers. Marrow bones are the other end of the axe, normally. Apart from that, I have no idea.
You don't have to have any idea beyond that, actually.
Are they musical instruments?
Yes, you get your two marks. The answer I have written down here. The answer is so highly improbable, I think I'll just read it as it stands. The traditional music of the butchers of England and Scotland. Occasionally they may still be played at weddings of the fraternity.
Hum one.
As a poet said in 1763, quote, hark how the banging marrow bones make clanging cleavers ring, unquote, two marks. And on.
Yes, very quickly. I did ask you to sing an example.
A round of tunes from stage and film musicals. For three marks this time, I want the title of the song, the name of the musical from which it's taken, and the composer concerned. David Franklin.
Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And
now, you don't have to give me the nose of the singer it was sung through, just the name of the piece and the show and the composer, please.
Younger than springtime are you.
Well, don't spoil it. Younger than springtime, yes.
It comes from South Pacific.
Yes.
And the music is by whichever of Rodgers and Hammerstein did the music.
Rodgers.
The other one did the lyrics.
Yes, you'll get your three marks. Very good. And one for Dennis Norden.
There we cut the bar of Tiffany in Hospital. Thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having its big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannons in the battery. Thundering, thundering.
Dennis, how many? I mean, what? Sorry. What was that called?
That was Robert Preston singing 76 trombones from The Music Man by Meredith Wilson.
Gratuitous information. Only three marks. You named the singer as well. Three marks. Jolly good. Ian Wallace, can you tell us what this is called, first of all, and then who?
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer.
Now, can you figure out what that was called, Ian?
It was called I Love Paris.
Yes, I'm not going to give you any marks for that.
Oh, yes.
Because of the number of times that appeared in the song, we're going to give you one mark for who wrote the music, one for the show it came from, and one mark for who wrote the words.
Oh, are you? Well, I would say that the show was called Can Can.
One mark, yes.
Or Con Con.
Yes, Con Con. It's nicer, isn't it? Let's have the composer in French, too.
Composer in French?
Well, if you wish, you know, I'm
there
not...
There is one.
It's a French word.
It's a French word.
Col Porteur.
Col Porteur. Yes.
And who wrote the Mo?
The Mo?
Yes.
Yes, I'm not so clear on who wrote the Mo.
I don't know.
No, I'm afraid I'll have to stick on two marks.
Ah, yes, you only get two there. Col Porteur wrote the words as well.
Oh!
And now one for Frank Muir. Who is doing what where?
June is apparently busting out all over.
Yes.
And it comes from Carousel, a musical comedy by... Yes, it is. Yes, it is, madam. Really, it's Lady in the Front Row, the Carousel by Mrs. Rogers and Mrs. Hammerstein. Mr. Rogers wrote the music and Mr. Hammerstein wrote the lyric.
Quite right, and you get your three marks. Thank you all that. General musical knowledge questions. Four, two marks, once again. David Franklin, who wrote Cavalleria Rusticana and how many acts does it have?
And why? One side of the paper only.
The why part of it is fairly easy. He wrote it for money.
Yeah.
It was written by Mascagni.
Yes.
And it has one act, but it's divided into two scenes by the intermezzo.
How well you put things. Better, in fact, than the chap who writes the answers down for me, because he just put down one act. You're right. Yes, very good.
Very good.
Yes, two marks, and usually performed with, very often with Pagliacci, known to musicians as Cav and Peg.
That's it.
Quite right, yes. Dennis Norden, with what instrument in particular do you associate the name of Carl Dolmetsch?
Well, Dolmetsch I associate not with an instrument, but with extras on school bills. To record a lesson. You have to get a Dolmetsch record, yeah.
The recorder, yes, two marks. Ian Wallace, who was responsible for the words and music of the original version of The Beggar's Opera, please?
John Gay.
Yes, wrote
the music.
In that case, who wrote
the words?
the words.
Oh, yes, the music was a splendid gentleman called Pepusch.
Yes, that's right. Do you know what his medical qualifications were? Yes. Very good. John Gay wrote the libretto. Dr. Pepusch arranged and compiled the music taken from traditional airs. Frank, who or what do you understand by palestrina?
Palestrina is like lasagna. It's got a layer of antipasta, and then it's got tomato, and then it's got minced veal and garlic, and the whole thing is in a sort of light oil and olive sauce.
And it's polyphonic.
Oh, frequently, yeah.
Well, that's two stars in the good food guide. There's no marks in this game.
On the other hand...
My partner was just fooling you the whole time.
Yes. On the other hand, he could well have been a composer.
Well, yes.
The Palestinian era, though, you know, was swept a certain part of a certain country for a certain number of years, a certain epoch.
He was in the charts week after week in the 16th century.
16th century, jolly good, yes. Kirchhoff, 1525 to 1594. Incidentally, Palestrina is a place on the edge of the Campagna Romana where this particular chap, I'll attempt to say his name, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, was born. He's like El Greco. He came from the place and was named after it. I get two marks there. I don't think... Oh, no, I don't.
But El Greco didn't come from that place.
No, but he was called Greece. The Greek, yes. Wasn't he? Yes, so that's to save all the nasty letters we get. Sure. Might interest you to know that David Franklin and Frank Muir are leading at the moment by one mark. Now, in the next round, gentlemen, you'll find you have to concentrate not on the title of the tune, but on the particular sound of the performers. For 2 marks, can you identify the following musical combinations? David, for you. I don't want the opera it comes from, just the the name of the performers, please.
Well, you said at first on the sound, on the instruments. I was going to say guitars and ask for my 2 marks.
Some hopes. No, the name, please.
I only know one group.
Well, you'll be right if you guess them.
The Shadows?
Yes. The Shadows for 2 marks. Playing, incidentally, a piece called FBI. Dennis Norton, here's yours. Fairly difficult, I think. Quite a puzzle.
Yeah.
Quite a puzzle.
I don't know. It could be any of the American... Well, it could be in English. Big bands of the LP type. What? David Rose? No.
They're very nice bands. I did say quite a puzzle in an attempt to help you. For 1 mark, you get it now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. Napoleon puzzle, you know.
Yeah, Nelson Riddle.
Nelson Riddle, yes. I can only give you one, though, for that, can't I?
Yeah, one crossword puzzle game.
Ian, this one you may know from the tune. Well, now, incidentally, one of the few orchestras which type to have a tuba, but do you know the answer?
Johnny Dankworth.
Yes, Johnny Dankworth. The tune, do you know the name of the tune, incidentally?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
It's African Waltz. Yes, 2 marks, anyway. And Frank Mueller, here's yours.
Compiler for one of the most idiosyncratic noises, Herb Albert
and
the Tijuana Brass.
Yes, thank you. 2 marks. Change of musical subject now. When jazz became newsworthy, the journalists plugged away at certain slang words, though personally I never heard any jazz musicians using them. Nevertheless, you probably know them. For 2 marks, what would you say the following meant? David Franklin, a canary. In jazz, a canary.
Jazz? Heaven knows, in my side of the business, a canary means a coloratura soprano.
That's good enough, a girl singer.
A girl singer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, well, two marks, yes. Dennis Norton, the adjective here, or the first word of the two, why was it called a tailgate trombone in jazz? Tailgate trombone.
I believe because when, at one period of jazz, when they played on the backs of what we would call lorries and what they would call trucks, the trombonist would presumably sit right on the tailgate, on the end of it.
That's lovely. With his slide working over the tail.
Would not
be
over the man in front.
That is a phrase
well
that
done.
Musicians did use. Ian Wallace, what would you say was a lick? A lick.
A lick?
Hmm.
Well, it's not when they sort of put their tongue into the mouthpiece of the trumpet and go.
No, that's called a.
Well, I mean, you use the same thing for a as you do for a lick, don't you?
No, but I didn't ask you about a... I asked you about... it's a hot lick, say. What about
obligato. It's
Oh, sort of a...
The riff. It's a solo bit, isn't it? It's a... Well, another dated word is a riff.
It's not quite the same thing as a riff.
A cadenza.
Taking off on a solo flight.
No, I'm going to give you one and be jolly generous about this. The essence of the answer is that you must have said a short... It's a short phrase. Uh-huh. A hot lick or a lick was a very short phrase. 100 licks for trumpet by Louis Armstrong, something like that, you know. That was really what it meant. So you're lucky to get the one there. And Frank Muir, what is, was, or will be, or for that matter, where, if you prefer, is a licorice stick.
It was a clarinet, wasn't it?
Yes. 2 marks. Very good. Let's have a look at the score, shall we? Oh, yes, the position's been reversed. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton now leading by 1 mark. And now for what I hope will prove to be a vocal round, and that goes for you too, Dennis. You usually try and get out of singing at this point. You will hear Graham Daly playing on the mellotron 4 traditional songs, one to each of you, for 3 marks. I want you to sing and sing the words. First of all, David Franklin. Sing that for us, David.
Oh, it's way too late in the starry night and the season of the year. Oh, it...
That's Frank.
I am, in fact, a ventriloquist. Go on.
No.
Oh, you know it. Oh, it's... in your voice. My delight in the starry night and the season of the year.
To do what?
What do you mean, and do what?
What is it my delight on a starry night to do?
Well, you know yourself better than I do.
You actually want me to sing about that?
I'm Italian, of course.
This is one of the things that I vaguely heard and never really mastered. No marks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you don't even know what it's called. Not to get any marks for that. It's Lincolnshire Poacher. And it's been sung very adequately by your teammate. We'll give him 1 mark out of 3. I think you don't know it, do you, David, this one?
No.
Lincolnshire Poacher. My home county, never heard of it. Dennis, here's yours.
You always give me the ones that have 2 versions.
Also very high.
Not the one at the Battle of Waterloo, where he had trouble with the breeze. Some talked of Alexander and some of Hercules. Of Lysander. But of all the world's great heroes, there's none that can compare with a rototo and similar.
And you gave them a key change, yes. What's more.
Well, you do get key changes. I have this built in harmonic thing, you know. It's the British Grenadiers, yes. And it should really go boom, 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 in the middle of a cup final.
He talks a lot and sings very little, doesn't he? Yeah.
Three marks.
It wasn't 3 marks. It wasn't ro-to-to-to. It was to-ro-ro-ro, according to the copy I had. Yeah. You know, a mere tip of the slung, that was. Ian, here's yours.
With it. You don't presumably want me to look over Jordan now?
No. I think you might at least have sung it for us, but never mind. Three. No, that was lovely, Ian. Thank you very much. Three. That raised the whole tone of the show. 3 marks for that. Frank, follow there.
Plantations.
That's what the old folks say.
That's what the old folks say. All the world and sad and weary, everywhere I roam, longing for the old plantation. From the old folks at home.
As you say, Old Man River. 3 marks. Very good. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of this edition of My Music, in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden won by 3 marks.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Dennis Norden, Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. At the Mellotron was Graham Danny. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tony Schreier.